We are on the top of Gimel Amud Beis. We're really at the bottom of Beis Amud Beis. Meisvei Marzitra. Marzitra has another response to Rav Huna. If you remember the beginning of yesterday's daf, or towards the beginning of yesterday's daf, we had a machlokas. What does the word or mean? Does the word or mean nigahi, which literally means light? Or does the word or mean leili, like Rav Yehuda, like Rav Yehuda? So that was the machlokas between Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda. Yeah, Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda. Rav Huna says negahi, meaning that the word or means light, i.e. daytime. And Rav Yehuda says that the word or means Lila. So now we have Marzutra at the bottom of the daf, onto the top of the daf, who's asking a question on Rav Huna again. Rav Huna, who's saying that or could mean daytime. So the Gemara says, Hama Peles or Lishmonim Ve'echad. This is a bit of a complicated case, but basically, the beginning of Parsha Shemini tells us that a woman who gives birth to a daughter has to bring a karban after 80 days. 80 days after that daughter is born, you have to bring a certain karban. If, however, she becomes pregnant again within those 80 days, and then has a miscarriage before the 80th day, so then she can bring a karban for both of those births at the 80th day, right? She doesn't have to wait until the 160th day. So the question is, what if it's the 81st day at night? Meaning it's still the 80th day, but the sun hasn't risen on the 81st day yet. Beshamai potrin mekarban. Beshamai says she can use one karban for both. Beshil mechayvin. Beshil says no, she has to bring karban for two of them because it's already 81st day as of the nighttime. So Amr Beshil Beshamai mashna or shem shmona ve'echad miyom shmona ve'echad. What's the difference between the eve of 81 and the morning of 81 or the daytime? Im shiva lo latuma lo yishva lo karban. If she's considered to be tamei in those days, so then she should also be considered to be, if we're going to count that towards her tumah, meaning the nighttime counts as a tumah, like it does for all tumahs, when you have to count the day that you're going through, so too, it should count for the carbon too. Okay, so the one says, Midik Amar, Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai, Maishna, Or Shmonim Ve'achad, Miyom Shmonim Ve'achad, Shmamina, Or Tahu. So we're asking on Rav Huna again, from the fact that Beis Hillel says to Beis Shammai that what's the difference between or of the 81st and yom of the 81st, that clearly means that Beis Hillel thinks or is not the same as yom, and rather or means orta, i.e. nighttime. So the Gemara says Shmamina, again, we have another proof for Rav Yehuda that or means Lila. Meisavei, another discussion. Yachol yei nechal or lishlishi v'dinhu. Zvachem nechal yom nechal shalom nechal l'shdayom eim mala. Halon laila echad, laila achar hayom. Afkan laila achar hayom. Tamalomar b'yom zeif chachem yolcham yom achras v'anotar ad yom. V'od yom hu nechal v'einu nechal or shlishi. So this is on the other side of the coin. Actually, it's not. It's talking about different karbanos, right? So usually, a regular. I think it's a shlamim, not too important for our purposes. So when it says that you get the day and then the next day, right? Yochal umi biyom zivchachem yochal umi macharas, right? So when does mi macharas start? So the Gemara says, maybe you would think, ba'od yom hu nechal v'eino nechal or shlishi. Maybe you would think that even the night afterward, after the day is included, right? So let's say, you bring a karban on Sunday, so you get all of Sunday, you get all of Monday. Maybe you would think you get Monday night also. Tama lomar, b'yom zivchachem yochal v'macharas v'hanoser ad yom. It's cutting the pasuk off in the middle, but either way, ve'od yom hu nechal v'eino nechal or shlishi. You do not get the night of Monday night, the night of the third day, included. So Yachol Yasarif Miyad, maybe you were thinking to burn it right away. Vidin Huzvachim Necham Yom Vilayla Achad, Ushlam Necham Shne Yom Vilayla Achad. Maybe you're going to think just like the Pesach. I think it's the Karban Pesach. Or maybe this is referring. Hold on. Not 100% sure what carbon we're talking about here, but the pasuk says maybe you would think yachi yasarif miyad. Maybe you'd burn it right away after you finish with the carbon. You have to burn the extras. So tam alomar vanas. Hold on. So sorry. Yachi yasarif miyad v'din hu. Maybe you would think you burn it right away. You do not burn it right away. You have to burn it later the next day, after it's daytime for the next day, when the time comes up. So the Gemara says, more importantly, you know, without getting into too many kachim complications, or lishlishi alma or tahu. Again, we have a source that sounds like it's using the word or as nighttime shmamina. Yes, Reb Yehuda is correct. Tashima, another brisa, or shel yom kippur misbal shiva misvada shachar misbal shiva misvada. Right, the nighttime of Yom Kippur, I mean the mariv of Yom Kippur. So you daven. You daven a 7 brachas shmon esrei, and you do vidoy. In the shachris, you do 7 and do vidoy. B'musaf misval sheva misvada, b'mincha misval sheva misvada, b'arvis misval mi'ein shmon esrei. So you have a 7 brachas shmon esrei for the other times. This is according to the opinion, I think, that maybe you don't do ne'ilah, or at least it's not counting the ne'ilah yet, because that's an exception to the rule. But either way, in Motzei Shabbos, Moshe Shabbos Yudavin Me'ein Shmon Esrei. This is referred to as the Tefillah Kitzara Havinenu Shmon Esrei. Rabbi Chanina Ben Gamliel Omer Mishum Avosav. He says from his parents, from his forefathers, Mispalo Shmona Asar Shlemos. Mipnei Shetzarach Lomer Havdal B'chon Enedas. You have to say on Moshe Yom Kippur. You still have to say a full Shmon Esrei, so that you can say a full Atachonin with Atachonan Tanu to finish to say Havdalah for Yom Kippur. Interesting. Rashi talks about how the reason you would be able to say Havinenu for such a thing is for the sake of I thought it was Rashi. I guess it wasn't Rashi. I saw it somewhere else. For the sake of the Tirchav Tzibur, that people are waiting around, you know, for Yom Kippur. They've been davening all day. They've been, you know, fasting all day. So the Havinenu is there to help them daven real quick, which is an interesting concept that you could do such a thing just for the sake of eating, you know, 10 minutes, 5 minutes earlier. Maybe even less. Either way, so the Gemara says, in that case, Alma or Tehu, because it said at the beginning of it, or Shal Yom Kippurim. The night of Yom Kippur, you daven 7 and do Vidoy, and there's no other bracha, there's no other Shmon Esrei before that. So that it's got to be what it's referring to. Shmamina, again, like Rav Yehuda. Tashima, another one. Titani the Beir Shmuel Lele Arba Sar Bot Knesso Chametz Or Haner Alma Or Tehu. The base manager of Shmuel says that on the night of the 14th, you check for Chametz, which is exactly like our Mishnah, except for the fact that it uses the word Lila instead of Or. Elamai, it's obviously Orta, it's obviously Or means night. And therefore, case closed, Rev Yehuda is correct. And how do you understand Rav Huna? How could Rav Huna have so many sources against him? Ela bein Rav Huna, bein ubein Rav Yehuda, dekuli alma or to everyone agrees that it's really nighttime. Velo pligi mark yasrei ba'asrei Rav Huna kari negai ubeasrei Rav Yehuda kari lele. Right, this whole thing is one big misunderstanding. And even though we said before that Rav Huna thinks that that Lila is negahi, that it means light. So in the place of Rav Huna, they called nighttime light. Why? This is something in Gemara called Belashon Sagi Nahor. Everybody heard that phrase? Belashon Sagi Nahor is a concept of euphemisms. We call things in the Gemara, we call them a more positive name instead of using a more a negative connotation. Saki Nahor is what you would call a blind person, even though technically it's referring to the ability to see light. So here too, in the place of Rav Huna, they would call nighttime. For some reason, nighttime is not such a nice time, and therefore they would call it negahi. They would call it light. Rashi says orsa negahi. They would call nighttime. So the Gemara says, well, why would that be? So v'tana didana my time lo katani laila. Why didn't our Mishnah say laila? Right. Okay. Fine. So in the place of Rav Huna, they called it. They called it Nagi, Nagahi. But why did our Mishnah call it Or? Why are we going through this whole complication? Trying to start off Masechet Pesachim, talking about Pesach, and we're sitting here talking for a daf and a half, we're talking about how to translate the word Or. So why did he use the word Or if it all it means is Lila? Everyone agrees it means Lila. Why use the word Or? So this is a very important lesson, although it's a complicated one to apply. So Lishna Ma'al Yehuda Nakat, it's a nicer way to say it. Right, Uchad Rabbi Yehuda ben Yeshua, Uchad Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, like Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi's rule. To Amr Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, La Olam Al Yotzi Adnim Davar Megun Mefiv. A person should be very careful that they don't say things that are unpleasant from their mouth. Shaharei Akam or Ikeim Hakasa Shmona Asiyos V'Lo Hotzi Davar Megun Mefiv. That the Torah itself goes out of its way to say something in a nicer way. Instead of using eight extra letters, I mean, it uses eight extra letters instead of saving itself some letters and saying something inappropriate. In what way? Shenamar, because the pasuk says, I think also in Parshish, although this is referring to Noach, but it also comes up in Shmini. Ben min ha-behema ha-Torah. I'm sorry, I said Parshish Shmini earlier. I think it's Parshish Tazria. Either way, for the woman's tuma. Min ha-behema ha-tahora, u-min ha-behema asher inanu tahora. When it talks about Noach and taking the animals on the teva, it doesn't say from the tahor animals and from the tame animals. It says from the tahor animals and from the animals asher inanu tahora. They are not tahor. Not that they're tame, that would be unpleasant. That would be an inappropriate way to say it. But rather that they're just not tahor. And we'll see soon some more extreme examples of that. That's the rest of the daf. Speaking nicely is the rest of the daf. So again, a different field than Erevin. Rav Papa Amar, Teishash. Rav Papa says no. The Torah even goes out of its way and writes nine letters instead of eight letters instead of zero. Right? It could have saved nine letters from the Torah. How do we know? Shenamar ki yebecha ish asher lo yihyeh tahor. Right? Asher lo yihyeh tahor. Mikra Lila, right? That he will not be Tahor, as opposed to saying Asher Yetameh, I guess. I don't know. Or Ish Yetameh, I don't know. Right? So that'll be three as opposed to nine. You have to count it up, but I think that's how Rashi says it. Havale Lemichtav Ish Tameh. Vechinam Yimshavas the Tahor Chaser Vav, fine. And then the Gemara then says, Varavina Amar Eser Vav de Tahor. Right? It, technically Tahor could have been. I don't know why the Torah would go out of its way to spell it Male. Meaning that's not necessary in this case. But either way, so that's what the Gemara says, that it's 10. Unclear why this is so important to get the number down, 8, 9, or 10. What does it make a difference if the Torah is clearly going out of its way to say something in a more appropriate way? So then that should be enough. But either way, Rav Acha Bar Yaakov Amar Sheshesrei Shneamar. Rav Acha Bar Yaakov says, no, it's 16 letters that the Torah is willing to say instead of saying something inappropriate. Ki Amar Mikra Hu Bilti Tahor Hu Kilo Tahor. I think it's a pasuk in Navi. In Shmuel Aleph Perchaf. Okay, more words that didn't have to be said. Interesting that it's from Navi, and that's not necessarily what Hashem is sort of expressing. But okay, Tana Debei Rabbi Yishmael LeOlam Yisaper Asha Adam Blashu Nekiah. Rabbi Yishmael says, a person should always speak nicely, nekiah, clean. Sharei bezav karu merkav, v'isha karu moshav. Right, both the Zav and the Isha, who is a Zava. Isha is a Zava. So they both, they're both, Rashi says, Rashi brings the Pesukim, but Rashi says, L'vishe'en hagun lahazkir rechiva u'pisak raglayim b'isha. Even though someone who's riding on something and someone who's sitting on something is the same halacha in terms of giving over tumah of the zav and the zava, so instead of calling it merkav by a woman, so he calls it moshav, because merkav implies the woman, you know, separating her legs, and that's not an appropriate way to talk. So the Gemara says, that's why it's called moshav, as if she could technically do it with her legs together. So Rabbi Yishmael says, that's one example from the Torah. Ve'omer, and it's also another drasha from a pasuk. V'tivchar lashon arumim. This is a pasuk in Iyov. Ve'omer, and it also says another pasuk in Iyov. V'dasef se barur milelu. 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 I think barur is a reference to the rabbis. Rashi says barur lashonaki mevura. Right. It's talking about barur is like a clarity. You should speak clear. Umay ve'omer. Why does it have to bring us three different proofs? You have the Moshav Merkav distinction. You have the Vativchar Lashon Arumim. Arumim here doesn't mean naked. It means sort of cunning. And you have Das Sifse Baror Milelu. So why do we need three? So the Gemara says, V'chitem Hani Mili B'daraisa V'adrabanan Lo. Tashma ve'omer Vativchar Lashon Arumim. Maybe you would think that the first one is only in the Torah. The Torah speaks nicely, but in Dinim Durabanan, maybe you wouldn't have to. Therefore, you quote the pasuk Vitivchar Lashon Arumim, meaning that the rabbis should choose good, cunning words, you know, careful words. Maybe you're going to say that's only for Durabanan, but generally, you can talk however you want in secular matters. V'omer dasif se baro milelu, that everyone should always speak clearly or nicely, even if it's in the non-Torah environment. Uveisha, or non-Torah topic. Uveisha lo ksiv ba merkav. Is it really true that for a woman it never says the word merkav? It does use the words merkav when it talks about women going on animals. Vaksiv. Vatakam rivka v'narosa v'atir kavna l'agmalim. Right? By Rivka, it says that she was put on the donkey, on the camel. And it says the word tirkavna, which presumably is the inappropriate way to say it. The one says, no, hasamishum biasusa de gamalim orchahi. That's just the way that people sit on camels. You can't sit on it with 2 feet on one side, or else you're going to fall. So that's why it's just forced to talk in those ways. Vaksiv, doesn't it say, vayikach moshes ishtav espanav erikivim alachamor? Right? There it's talking about a donkey. Moshe Rabbeinu took Tzipora and the kids and put them on a donkey. It says, vayikavim. The Gemara says over the daf, Hasa Mishum Panav Orchahu. That's because of the sons. The sons are the ones that are writing like that. Shein Zucharim Kazav Lashon Rechiva, says Rashi. So the Gemara says, Vaksiv V'hiro Rechavis Al Chamor. It says explicitly in Shmuel Aleph, not sure who this is referring to.
Abigail.
Is this Abigail? The story of Abigail. It says that she's riding on the donkey, and that's only her. There's no sons there. So Gemara says, no, Hasumi shouldn't be. This is the Lelia Orchahu. It was nighttime, and therefore she was sort of, you know, it's obvious that she has to ride on the donkey with both legs on either side for the sake of security, because it's dark and you can't necessarily see where you're going. It's dangerous to not sit like that. It wasn't that she was in danger or fearful because of nighttime, but she was in danger because she was coming up against David, or going to see David, and that was going to, you know, I don't know, shock her or something. Doesn't exactly explain, even in Rashi doesn't say it. So either way, there's another compelling reason for why she had to say the word Rocheves. V'bay Sainu b'Yisusas David Namileka. Really, it's not there. It wasn't the danger or fear of David, but rather Mishum b'Yisusas Dehar Ika. She was going up on a mountain, and therefore you have to be very. You have to hold on to the donkey strong, and then it had to say Rocheves because of the nature of her traveling. Okay, fine. the end of the day, so we find the Torah is careful about its wording, we find that the Rabbanon are careful about its wording, and we find that in general you should be careful about your wording based on the Pesukim of the Torah, Merkav versus Moshav, based on the Pasuk of the two Pesukim of Iyov from Rabbi Yishmael. Okay, so now Gemara is going to respond, wait a second, Ubo Raisa Milok Siv Tamei. Does the Torah never use the word Tamei? Is that true? Ella Kol Hecha Dechiyadadei Ninhu Mishtai, meaning it always uses Tamei. Right? Ela kol hecha dechi hadadei ninhu, mishtai b'lashon nekiya, kol hecha dinefish and mili mishtai b'lashon katzara. Okay, this is something I don't 100% understand how to apply it, but let's look at Rashi. Hold on. Yeah, I think this is what Rashi is referring to, even though the Dibur Maskil is not the same thing. Rashi says Dechi Hadadi Ninhu She'ein Orech B'lashon Sach Min Hameguna Mishtai B'lashon Kavod. If the two are the same length or the same amount of words or letters, so then you would choose the nicer way. However, when it comes to things that are longer, so then the general rule is. The general rule is you take the shorter one, except for these examples that we already brought. So Rashi says, "V'chol hecha v'chulei v'hani d'le'el ikim." In this time, the Torah specifically went out of its way in those few examples by Tame and Tahor, the ones that we quoted before, specifically went out of its way to teach a person l'lamencha, and this is Rav Huna. Should always try to speak. In a nice way. Uvashar makamos ksiv lashon meguna v'katzar lamecha sheishana adam tamil shlashon ktsara v'shem iskayamis girsa shlo yoser min ha'orucha. Right, so if you go back into the Gemara, the Rashi was referring to this line. Kida amarev huna amarev amrila amarev huna amarev mishum rabbi meir lo'ola mishana adam tamil der ktsara v'chol heich d'chiyadadin in mishtai v'lashon kavo. Right, any time that they're the same, so then you speak more you choose the more appropriate way to say it. But any time that one is longer than the other, if the lashon nekiya is longer than the inappropriate way or the less appropriate way, so you do speak in the less appropriate way. But that's to teach you another halacha. It's to teach you that when you teach a student, you should always teach them in the shortest possible manner. Because a person will remember it better if you teach it shorter, which is why I do the Daf Yomi so quickly. No, that doesn't for Daf Yomi doesn't make it matter because you're using the same words. But it's talking about that you shouldn't drag on. You shouldn't elaborate, and make the students try to remember more things, because that's going to be more not only time consuming but harder to remember, being that there's more information. But the Torah still wanted to teach us that it's better to speak nicely if you have the choice. And it's the same amount of time. So here, the Torah gives us a couple examples, only a couple examples. How do we choose those examples? Why is these examples? I'm not 100% sure. Rashi says, Tosfos says, "V'lkach ikem akasul l'lamdenu shelo olam yisaper adam b'lashon nekiya v'im lo haya okem im kein mehecha tisi da'afil hecha t'chiyadadin." Fine. The Torah went out of its way in a couple instances to teach us to speak. To speak it nicely. So the Gemara says, the Gemara continues, V'haruchavas v'yoshavas d'chiyadad inim v'kamar ruchavas. It could have easily said yoshavas, the same amount of letters, and it says ruchavas instead. So the Gemara says, no, ruchavas k'siv, it doesn't have a vav. It doesn't have a vav in ruchavas, so that makes it shorter. It could have said yoshavas also without a vav, but let's keep that to the side for now. So the Gemara says, Hano trei tamid d'hav yas v'kamid d'rav chan amar shavi sinan. So he had two students. Rav had two students. One of them said that I don't know how to translate that. This stuff is so hard. This learning is so hard. It's tiring me out like a pig. I think that's what it's saying. Let me see if I got that right in this varia here. Two students were sitting before Rav, and one were weary from studying in composition. One of them said, "This halacha we are studying is rendering us as tired as a tired something else." Something else is a euphemism for a pig. davar acher. Chad amar the chad amar shvi sinan hayishmesa kigedi misankan. That the other student said that was making me like as tired as a goat or a kid. So velo yishtei Rav bahadi dehayech. So Rav did not speak to the first student. He didn't want to talk to him because he made a reference to a pig. And that's not nice. Shouldn't speak like that. Even though he used a euphemism. Interesting, he still didn't like the fact that the kid talked about a pig. Hillel also had two students. Right, unclear who exactly was in the story. Was it Rebbe and Rebbe Yochanan? Was it Hillel and Rebbe Yochanan ben Zakkai? Chad Amar b'bnei ma botzrin b'tara v'ein moskin b'tara. One of them said, "Why do you harvest grapes with purity and you don't need to harvest olives in the state of purity?" V'chad Amar b'bnei ma botzrin b'tara moskin b'tuma. Why is it that you harvest the grapes with tara and you harvest the olives bituma with impurity? So obviously the first one said tahora and einenu tahora, which is like the Torah does, like the example that we saw in Amud Aleph. The other one said the word tamea. So Omar, he said muftach ani bezeh shemora hara b'Yisrael. I know that this first one, the one who says Torah and ein tahora, is going to be a great teacher in the Jewish people. And it wasn't too many days that student actually rose and got promoted to being a teacher, a posik in the Jewish people. So
yeah, we had a whole page in Heruvin about don't speak obscurely. We had a whole page of examples of people who spoke in weird, obscure ways and nobody knew what they were talking about.
Yeah, so you have to be clear and also appropriate. Yeah, so as we'll see even greater example, even stranger examples of that in a second, but yeah.
Last night's Tanya class, real quick, they went over, and it's funny that how people don't say pig.
Yeah, but Gemara never says the word pig.
Chapter 13, but it's just coincidence, like, am I hearing this?
Right. Yeah, there you go. So Hano Tlasa Kane, there are three Kohanim. Chad Amar Luhu Hagieni Kaful, Vachad Amar Hagieni Kazayas, Vachad Amar Hagieni Kazano Halta. So there were three Kohanim. Okay. One of them said, I got a size of a bean. Right? He got a kapol. Like a pole is a bean. And one of them said, I got like an olive size. And one of them said, like, I got the size of a lizard's tail. Okay, which is not a nice way to talk about the food you get from the Beis HaMikdash. Badku acharav umatzubo shemetz pasul. They searched after him, and they investigated his lineage, and they found that he wasn't really a Kohen. Rashi says, pasul kahuna, he was a chalal. So the Gemara says, wait a second. You can't do such a thing. V'ha tanan, doesn't it say, ein bokim min ha-mizbeach ul-mal, if somebody is active on the mizbeach, so we assume that they're a Kohen. We're not going to look into their lineage to try to disqualify them. So why is it just because this guy said that he had a food amount of the lizard's tail that we are going to say he's not allowed to be a Kohen anymore, or that we're going to investigate him in the first place? Smart says lo tema shemetz pasul ela ema shachatz pasul. Really, it's saying the word shachatz. Shachatz is arrogance. That his arrogance is what disqualified. V'ibayis ema shani hasam ihu de'ara nafshei. Meaning, usually we're not going to investigate a person who does things on the mizbeach, but in this case, he did it to himself. When you invoke it to yourself, so that's an exception to the rule. Big nafkamina there, but either way, Hahu Arma, famous Gemara. There was an Armenian, Tavasalik v'achu pesach in Yerushalayim. He wanted to go eat from the carbon pesach in Yerushalayim. Amar ksiv. And the pasuk says, "Kol ben necher lo yochabo, kol ara lo yochabar va'ana hakachanu mishofri shufri." Right, he's showing off to Rabbi Yehuda Maseri, and he's saying, look at me, I'm eating the Karban Pesach with the best of them, and I'm not allowed to technically eat from the Karban Pesach. So Amar Rabbi Yehuda Maseri, Mika Safole Lach Me'elya, did they give you the best part of it, the tail? Did they give you the tail of the Karban Pesach? So he says to them, oh, the tail? So Amar Lelo, he said, no, they never gave me the tail. Kiselachdol Haslam, says Rabbi Yehuda Meseir, when you go there, when you go to the base of Hamikdash, Emel Husaf Ulime Elia, tell them to give you the tail. It's the best part. So Kiselach, when he goes, Amar Lehu Me'elia Safuli, please, can I have the tail from the Karban Pesach? So Amar Le Elia L'Gavosalka, what are you talking about, the tail? The tail goes to Hashem. We don't eat the tail. So Amar Le, they said to him, wait a second. Man Amar Lachahachi, who told you to say that? So Amar Lehu Rabbi Yehuda Mimseira. I heard that from a very important rabbi, a very trusted source. He's the one that told me to ask you to get the tail. So Amru my hide to come on. So they said, no, there's something's going on here. Rabbi Yehuda ben Meseira wouldn't say that. Who is this guy? So Batku Basrei v'ashkechu d'aramahu. They saw that he was an Armenian, v'katluhu, and they killed him. It's an interesting end to the story. Why in the world did they kill him? Meaning, maybe you would think you steal it from Kachin, that's a bad thing. But non-Jews aren't obligated, you know, in not eating Kachin. That's not an Isser. Presumably, I think the Rambam, I think I saw in the Rishonim, the problem was that he stole. And the Sheva Mitzvot in Noach include not stealing. Unclear whether you, I don't think you need Hasra. The whole probably complicated thing about why this guy should have been killed. But interesting story nonetheless. And the whole thing comes from the fact that Rabbi Yehuda ben Meseira was very careful about the words that he uses to teach, to indicate to somebody else that this guy's not on the up and up, just like the other Kohen wasn't using the right words either. So, Shalchu le Rabbi Yehuda ben Meseira, Shalom lecha Rabbi Yehuda ben Meseira, Te'at ben Tzivin, Umetzudascha prusa b'Yerushalayim. Right, they sent a telegram or something to Rabbi Yehuda ben Meseira, said, even though you're all the way out in the Tzivin, your trap, I think it's your trap. Is it your trap? Your neck? Why would it be your neck? Okay. Either way.
It's spread into it. You have a wide casting net here.
Oh, your net. Your net. Mitsuda. I thought you said neck. Mitsudascha, your trap, your net, is all the way spread in your shalim, meaning you influence all the way your shalim. Rav Kahana Chalash Shadruha Rabbanu Rabbi Yeshua Bered Rav Idi. Interesting stories now. So Armalei Zil Baduk Mai Dinei. Rav Kahana was once sick, and they sent Rabbi Yeshua, the son of Rav Idi, to go check on him. So Asa Ashkechei Dinach Nafshe. He went and he found that he was no longer alive. He had passed away. So Karle Levushe, he tore his garments and he put the Vahadre Lekar Elachore Ubechi. He turned his clothing to the back, so the tear would be on the backside, and he cried. Vasi, and he came. Amrule Nachnafshe. They asked him, did he die? So Amruhu Analo Kamina. I didn't say anything. Umotzi Diva Huksil. Someone who spreads bad news is a fool. Pasuk from Mishle. I talked about that a couple weeks ago. So that's another story of not saying something bad. He didn't want to give the bad news, but he was clear that he had died just from his mannerisms. So Yochanan Chakoka Nafak L'Kiryasa. Yochanan the Chakoka, I don't know why they call him that. You see, Yochanan from Chakuk. There's a place called Chakuk. He would go to the city or to the villages. Kiasa Amrule, they said, Chitin Nasu Yafos, is the wheat good this year? So Amrulehen Saorim Nasu Yafos. Instead of telling them that the wheat was no good, he said, no, the barley is good. He didn't say no. He said, no, he said the barley is good, as if to imply that the wheat's no good. So Amrule, Tseyu Basulasusum Lachamorim. Right, go to check on the horses and the donkeys, speaking like that. You're talking about, you're talking about barley. That's for the animals. So I'm going to say, wait a second, my Havi Leilamim, what did you want him to say? He's trying to speak nicely. So they say, he should have said, it would be better to say, Ishtakad Nasu Chitin Yafos, Inami Adashim Nasu Yafos. He should have said that the wheat was good last year. Or that the lentils are good. The problem was specifically the word that he used, seorim, as if to say that that's more relevant or more befitting of a topic they should be talking about, even though seorim are lower down on the totem pole than chitin, based on the pasuk, and therefore he shouldn't have talked about that. Seorim is machal behema, and he should have kept it to machal adam. That's how Rashi says, adashim nasu yafos, referring to people food. Okay, shkayach.
Tell that to all the cholent eaters.
Well, it depends what you put in your cholent.
Okay.
barley. Yeah, that's true. If it's mixed in with meat, then it's good for people too. Right, Gil?
All right.
Shkayach, everyone. Have a good day.